Hey there, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I am your host, Allie Ann, and in today's episode, I wanted to go over spiritual foam rolling. I don't know if you know what foam rolling is for active people, or I know yoga people probably do it a lot. So pretty much anybody who does some kind of physical activity and is big into it, they're going to know about foam rolling. And it actually has become quite popular because they sell them like almost everywhere that has any kind of fitness stuff. So foam rolling is huge, and I have realized over the last, 10 years or so, how big spiritual foam rolling is, which is coming clear of your sin so that you can be a better Christian, so that you can be more effective in Christ. And I call this spiritual foam rolling, this session, if that's what you want to call it. I actually wrote about it in a blog post a couple years ago, whatever. And it's something that I really encourage people to do. And it's actually going to be in an upcoming project, which is going to be a surprise. I don't want to share it yet. It actually, by the time this comes out, I might actually have been sharing it already. I don't know when the actual time will be for that. I'm thinking it'll be down the road, so I want to keep it a secret right now, and I'll let you guys know when it's there. I am working on publishing one of my books, so I'm excited about that, and I need to get moving forward in that again since it's finally time. But anyway, today I just wanted to go over a little bit of what spiritual foam rolling is, and encourage you guys on how to do that and why we do it, why it's important. And so I hope you will stay tuned and go through it. It's really not for people that are high and mighty. It's for those of us who realize that we can do nothing without Christ and that we need his help. So whatever camp you're in, hopefully it will encourage you to just take a little step of faith and ask God to help you draw closer to him. Ask him to help you repent of any kind of sin, whether it's small at first and then you want to repent bigger ones later. Just whatever it is, be completely honest with him. Open your heart. Ask him to just make you willing to be made willing as far back as you can. I'll let you get to the episode. So one of the things that I have always hated doing, but I'm always very grateful for doing it, is foam rolling. So this is something that a lot of runners do, and it is technically like this big foam roller, if you don't know what it is. Some of them have big like ridges on them. Some of them are harder. So like my favorite one is a rubber one that has a bunch of like bumps all over it. And it's for like really digging into the muscle, or not digging into it, but it feels like it sometimes if it's sore. It like really works really well for me. Whereas I feel like the normal foam rollers don't work as well because they're too soft. So I like the things that cause pain so that it relieves the pain, because I feel like in my life, that's what the case is. If I need to get rid of a pain, I need to cause myself more pain, which is how I seem to heal. So I would not recommend that you do that. Like, for just disclaimer reasons, don't take my advice over like your doctor or whatever. But for me, spiritual foam rolling springs off of normal foam rolling. And I am horrible at both, but I'm always very grateful when I do it. Excuse me. So a few things that foam rolling physically has helped me with is to point out oncoming injuries. And that does that in a way that if I am foam rolling and something is sore, that means I'm going to have an injury upcoming if I don't take care of that. And so there's different ways that I will deal with that, but it helps me to find sore spots, which eventually if I do not take care of them, they will turn into injuries. So it also helps increase circulation, relax my muscles, and loosens up my joints because everything's not tight. And some of the things that spiritual form rolling has helped me with is to keep me from bitterness, to keep me from anger, to keep me in, like, to keep my line of communication open with God. It draws me closer to Christ, helps me develop a stronger relationship with Him. It helps restore relationships with others, gives me a different perspective to make decisions in the future, and can save me a lot of pain and injury in the future by taking care of problems that come up. And so I have talked about spiritual foam rolling probably several times before, and I have a blog post on that from, I don't know, a few years ago, a couple years ago, whenever it was. And I will have that down below, or you can find it on today's blog post, which is down below as well. But these, like, foam rolling has been super helpful for me. And actually, that is one thing I regret packing and not bringing with me, because we actually went to my grandma's the other day and she had a foam roller, and I'm like, I'm going to go use it. And it hurt so bad, but I felt so much better afterwards. So in spiritual foam rolling, a lot of times we don't really want to do this. And when we do, we really need to make sure that we are open to whatever the Lord leads us to. So in foam rolling, if you haven't seen it before, you put this foam roller on the ground and you lay down and you kind of hold yourself up and you roll over top of the foam roller, say like on your legs or on your hips or whatever. And when you're doing this, it's sore in some spots and other spots it's fine. Other spots feels tight and whatever. So it points out what is going on. And in the spiritual realm, when we go to God and we ask Him, is there any offenses that I have toward people? Is there any offenses I have toward you? And then vice versa. Sin really keeps us tied down. And it's like baggage that we would carry during a race, which is going to weigh us down, make us more tired, and it's really going to hinder our effectiveness in our performance. And so when we ask God to point out things that aren't right in our life, so that we can ask Him for forgiveness, that we can acknowledge, like, agree with Him, yes, this is a sin, this is something that I need to take care of, then we can ask Him for forgiveness and we can repent from it and ask God to help us live differently. And a lot of times God will bring up things that are blind spots to you. You'll be like, I don't have a problem with that. And it's okay to say that to God, but also you need to be like, can you show me? You can say, I don't think I have a problem with that, but then you need to say, can you please show me where this is? And every time that I've asked God to do that, He always shows me. And it may take a few days, obviously, for me to realize it, but I have noticed that coming clear from sin just fills me with a joy and a peace and draws me closer to Christ in a way that I can hear His voice more clearly. He leads me in ways that I have never been led before. And so my life is just more filled with Christ in a way that it wouldn't have been had I been carrying all that baggage. Because our heart can only be filled with so much, and if it's filled with sin, God has no room to dwell in it. He never leaves us once we have given our life to Christ, but He wants to have our whole hearts, and when He points out a sin, that's where He wants to be, but you have to let Him get rid of the sin, if that makes sense. So in getting rid of sins that God brings up, it's going to help us from future problems, because if we do not Or if we live in sin, we're going to have to deal with the consequences. And so in the future, life is not going to be pretty if we don't repent from different situations and really go back to God and make sure we focus on Him. So in the different things, like I was saying, it keeps you from bitterness, it keeps you from anger. When we deal with situations as soon as possible, so like for me, I've really tried to do a spiritual firm rolling once a week, but more recently I have been, God's been laying it on my heart to ask more often, is there anything in between us? Is there anything I need to take care of? And for me, let's see, what was the last thing I felt like? My anger. So I really, really frustrates me. Animals do, just because they're either annoying or they are, I don't know, in my mind, they're hindrances and they're dirty and smelly or whatever. And so it frustrates me and it kind of builds up and then I start getting angry about it, which then I start just getting angry about other things. And so it's been like that for a week now. And today I was like, God, I need to turn this frustration into something. And so I decided to pray for this particular area when I get frustrated with the animals or whatever. And that will keep you from bitterness because they're not my animals, they're somebody else's. I'm not going to get angry with them for having the animals to cause the frustration. And bitterness is a huge, huge spiritual roadblock. And it keeps you from everybody. It keeps you alienated to everybody, including God. And so for me, bitterness would be the most important thing that spiritual formulating pulls out. And a lot of times we can look at our feelings and our thoughts and we can, if we trace back why we have that feeling or why we have that thought, it can go back to a spiritual sin or a lie we have about God or whatever. And so spiritual firm rolling has become one of my most favorite things to do after the fact, not actually during it. But for me, the most important thing it does is my relationship with Christ. And foam rolling physically relaxes my muscles and loosens. I don't know if you guys know about fascia, but it's this thin silky stuff that covers every organ, every bone, every muscle in your body, and it's supposed to just slide gracefully. And if it gets stuck or if it's dry, it can cause pain. And so foam rolling physically will help loosen that up if you do it right. And so that for me would be the biggest thing that physical foam rolling does, which then allows me to be able to be more active and have less injuries and all of that. So I will leave the link below to explain a little bit more about what spiritual foam rolling is. And then I also put the different things that the spiritual and physical foam rolling helps, in case you guys want to look at that again, on today's blog post. And 2 Corinthians 13:5 has been something that has really been on my heart quite a bit. And I didn't really consciously know about this verse, but I knew it was there. And it says, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith, prove your own selves. And it's, there's multiple times in scripture where it's people are either praying that God would open their eyes to their sin or that he would help them repent. And there's multiple times where people are always talking about repenting and just coming free of your sin, giving up your sin and different things. So examining ourselves so that with the intention of growing closer to Christ is the best way, because then we'll be more motivated to do it. And nothing will ever, ever compare to a relationship with Christ. And I'm not talking about religion, guys. You should know that by now. I am not a religious person. I do not care for all of the rules and all of the different things you have to follow. I am not a free in Christ type of person either, to where you can just do whatever you want. That would be like in a race, if you do whatever you wanted, it would greatly affect the way you ran and your ability to run with all your heart or to do whatever. We are free to do what we want, but it may not be what is good for us, and it will greatly affect how we run the Christian life. So this, I am talking about a relationship with Christ in a sense that everything you do is based on your love for Christ and his love for you. Because God is love, and the first commandment is that we need to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our mind, all our strength. And I missed one. All of our soul, mind, heart, strength. Yeah. So, the greatest motivation in foam rolling is to gain a closer relationship with Christ. So I will let you guys go, and I pray that you have a wonderful week. And I would greatly encourage you to spend a little bit of time in prayer with God and ask him if there's anything in your life. If you need to, be completely honest with him and say you can't handle to know everything that is wrong in your life right now, but you are willing to hear one thing and to allow him to work on that. And he is a gentleman. He will not force stuff on you. So he wants to hear your heart. And if that's all you feel like you can handle, he's not going to force you to do anything differently. So just be completely honest with him. Say you're willing to hear one thing or however many things, and you just want to go across in your relationship with him, and he's not going to turn you down for that. So I love you guys, and I will see you next time.